Thanks to the internet and websites like YouTube, pop music and dramas from South Korea have caught on outside of Asia. It's a phenomenon called the Korean Wave. David Skaberg is Dean of the Division of Humanities at University of California, Los Angeles.
So the Dean of Humanities, to look at a country that's creating its reputation globally through cultural production, that's very exciting. Of course it attracts students. Of course it means that more Americans who may have had nothing at all to do with Korea will now be gravitating to the study of Korean language and culture.
Korean entertainment is one reason why Korean language enrollments have increased by almost 45% over 4 years. That's the biggest gain of any language enrollment at the collegiate level, says the Modern Language Association's Rosemary Fayal in a Skype interview.
So many students say they really want to get inside the culture and they want a better understanding. And so clearly, language gives us access into culture and cultural expression.
That's the case for Korean language student Priscita Radu.
I actually first got into Korean pop and then into the dramas they show, and then learning it.
Fayal says another reason is that the children of Korean immigrants want to learn the language of their ancestral homeland.
We know that there's a correlation between the immigration patterns and the new generations wanting to learn a family language.
This is true for many American-born Koreans at this UCLA class for heritage speakers, including John Park.
I don't speak Korean too well, and of course I want to communicate with my parents, my grandparents, and so I took it to learn how to read and write, I guess more effectively.
Park says now is a good time to be Korean because the country's economy has matured and the world is taking notice.